Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever.
I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever.
I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me, and have not let my enemies rejoice over me.
O Lord, I cry to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave.
Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, his favour through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn.
I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favour had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion.
To you, Lord, I cried. To my God, I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth?
The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord my God, I will thank you forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God our Father, glorious in giving life, and even more glorious in restoring it, when his last night on earth came, your Son shed tears of blood, but dawn brought incomparable gladness. Do not turn away from us, or we shall fall back into dust, but rather turn our mourning into joy by raising us up with Christ.
I cried to you, Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever.
The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed.
The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. Happy the man whose offence is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. O happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile.
I kept it secret and my frame was wasted. I groaned all the day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed my strength was dried up, as by the summer's heat.
But now I have acknowledged my sins, my guilt I did not hide. I said, I will confess my offence to the Lord. And you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin.
So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with cries of deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you.
Be not like horse and mule, unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him.
Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, exult you just. O come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You desired, Lord, to keep from us your indignation, and so did not spare Jesus Christ, who was wounded for our sins. We are your prodigal children, but confessing our sins, we come back to you. Embrace us that we may rejoice in your mercy, together with Christ, your beloved Son.
The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed.
The Father has given Christ all power, honour and kingship. All people will obey him. The Father has given Christ all power, honour and kingship. All people will obey him. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign.
The nations have raged in anger, but then came the day of your wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike.
Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God.
They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honour, and kingship. All people will obey him.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. We know that God makes all things work together for the good of those who have been called according to his decree. Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to share the image of his Son, that the Son might be the firstborn of many brothers. Those he predestined, he likewise called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he in turn glorified. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has chosen her, his loved one, from the beginning. He has taken her to live with him, his loved one from the beginning. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord has chosen her, his loved one, from the beginning.
I tell you most solemnly, what you did for the least of men, you did for me. Come, my Father delights in you. Receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I tell you most solemnly, what you did for the least of men, you did for me. Come, my Father delights in you. Receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Through the intercession of holy women, let us pray for the church in these words.
Be mindful of your church, Lord.
Through all the holy women martyrs, who conquered bodily death by their courage,
strengthen your church in the hour of trial.
Be mindful of your church, Lord. Through married women who have advanced in grace by holy matrimony,
make the apostolic mission of your church fruitful.
Be mindful of your church, Lord. Through widows who eased their loneliness and sanctified it by prayer and hospitality,
help your church reveal the mystery of your love to the world.
Be mindful of your church, Lord. Through mothers who have borne children for the kingdom of God and the human community,
help your church bring all men to a rebirth in life and salvation.
Be mindful of your church, Lord. Through all your holy women who have been worthy to contemplate the light of your countenance,
let the deceased members of your church exult in that same vision forever.
Be mindful of your church, Lord.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who crowned with the gift of true faith Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton's burning zeal to find you, grant by her intercession and example that we may always seek you with diligent love and find you in daily service with sincere faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.